So, all righty, are we good to go ahead and start? All righty. So I asked Officer Collins, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, guys.
Hi. Did you kind of want to update about the safety and security of the school district? I know that we just did a drill at our campus at South.
Sure. Can y'all hear me okay? Okay. So yes, Friday we did a disaster drill at Argyle South Elementary School. It was designed to be a tabletop drill where we had a simulated gas leak that tests the emergency response at Argyle South. During that drill, we actually activated our first responders, a small reunification on campus, and then activated bus transportation system to simulate evacuating the school. We probably had about 8 to 10 total participants, and then we had several actors, and then Officer Davis was the actual officer running the command for that day as I was on vacation, not available to assist on that command scene. The overall, it went really, really well. It tested our practice for the emergency operations plans, things like that. Also, as we look at safety and security, the Argyle ISD Police Department just rolled out our excuse me, Narcan plan that started in January. Every police officer in the district has Narcan issued to them. We have one in each campus. And then in a police officer's office, we also have a second unit in each officer's patrol car. However, the high school has four additional spare units that we can use to deploy or replace things if we need to at the high school level. Other safety and security items that we have that are ongoing, we are doing Shattered Dreams on March 30th. That'll be a live school safety drill. And we are actually using I'm sorry, PHI helicopter, Flyer Mountain Fire, Denton County ESD-1, and our local agencies to provide resources. And we're actually simulating the DWI crash for that event. On March 31st, we're going to have a Flyer Mountain police officer come in who tragically lost his son to a DWI accident, and that offender's coming in to go speak also. And so we'll have that on the 31st, the day before prom. So hopefully we'll make an impact with these kids to stop drinking and driving and things like that. Other than that, the safety and security of the school is very good. We are rocking and rolling this year, and we're almost three-fourths of the way through. So we're just looking at trying to get to the finish line.
All righty. I will add on the Narcan policy that the school nurses were in the process of, it's called More Narcan, Please, and it's through the University of Texas School of Nursing and the nurses' offices, the nurses' clinics also having it. And we're working on getting, per board policy, getting guidelines put into place for that, for the nurses to have in the clinics. And we're in the process of finalizing that. Okay. Any questions on that? Well, the other agenda is student and staff wellness. And just to be, I know that there's so many things going on, and just to kind of touch base at some of the things that we're doing, like at the elementary levels and the middle school levels, and I know high school levels of what we're doing to promote staff wellness and students wellness and community involvement. I know at the high school they had, and Officer Collins, you'll know this, that tall cop that, oh, he's gone. The tall cop, I think, was a drug presentation, I think, for the high school. I don't know if any of you guys went to that. I do know at the elementary schools that was offered in October, they did a bullying program for the parents. And they did that at West that was offered to like the district for parents. And then I know that next week they're offering it in the afternoon. It's anxiety in kids, and it's a parenting. And I think they're trying to focus more on also getting parents involved in some of the programs for kiddos that are being done, I think, at the campuses for them. I know that at the elementary levels, we have a dental program that's actually going to be here at South. And I know we had fire and safety. I think a lot of us did that in October, where the fire department came and spoke with kiddos and did that. I know for the staff, we offer a flu shot clinic that's every fall for their for the staff and their immediate family members, where they offer immunizations and flu shots to do that. Also, the we did hand you, Emily, I think you said you did hands only CPR there.
Yeah, we did hands only. The WISE nurses from WISE Health came and taught hands only CPR to fifth grade during PE. So we did that. And then we have like they started an after school walking club for the staff. And we have a staff wellness newsletter.
Yeah, and I know at the, and I believe at all the campus levels that they are doing, we do the, they don't call it the fitness gram anymore, but the physical fitness initiative, where they do the pacer test with running and sit-ups, and they're doing that. And they also, all of our staff is offered, there are certain staff that have to be CPR trained, and we offer CPR to staff. And I know that in the high school level, it's required that they have to meet the requirements for graduation for the CPR and AED, that they have to have instruction on that. So, any questions about what we're doing for staff and students? Okay. I do know that our next meeting is in April, and it's April 19th, and we have the annual report that I have to submit to the board. So what I was going to do is get the report complete and share it with everybody so that they could review it and see the things that we've done in the district at all the campuses. Okay. All righty. Is there anything else? I know it was a short meeting, but anything else you want to add? Any questions or anything? All righty. So our next meeting will be April 19th at 5:30, and we'll do it via WebEx. And I will send out probably like a week before the meeting the annual report to the school board for you guys to see. Okay? All righty. Any other questions?
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.